Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
AJ,
wait. Adam, what's this future Cowboys fan's name?
Riker.
I'm Taylor. Cowboys, nice to meet you, buddy.
He's a current Cowboys fan.
Sorry. And he knows.
I meant to say future Cowboys Super Bowl witnessing fan.
There we go.
What do you think about this song?
This song?
When you win?
Ooh.
It's called the Sunday Service because we decided, like, if we win, it'd be a good song, and it's like, we're exercising our demons, and if we lose, we just want to punch ourselves in the dick.
Yeah. Win or loss, not a good song.
Guys! Cowboys Nation, Taylor Chima, Adam Bessie, Alex Johnson, the Dallas Cowboys are the 2023 NFC East champions!
Lick it, Philadelphia! Lick it!
How about them Cowboys?
Here we go. Bring it to us. Give it to us.
How about them Cowboys?
Hey. Can I request an audio clip?
Yeah.
Can we get the renewed Jimmy Johnson, how about them Cowboys, last week?
From last week, yes.
Because that shit is fucking pure.
That shit was fire.
Dude. That was like, Jimmy Johnson was like certified at a cookout last weekend.
Yeah.
Dude, when you saw it, Mike Irvin and Emmitt Smith just grabbed it. He's like, that's my boy.
That's our guy.
Yeah. I love that shit.
They were like, that's our guy.
Very, very true. Looked at it being like, okay, got to get the original How About Them Cowboys plus the Ring of Honor How About Them Cowboys.
Dude, yes. It's so nice that we have that second one because for so many years we've been dealing with that same clip.
We've been dealing with the fucking one clip with the Apex jacket.
It's so nice to see Jimmy fucking get to say it again.
Yep. Dude,
love it.
I sat there eating a great sandwich thinking the Jimmy Johnson curse, and this adds to it. That 5 weeks ago, there was no chance the Cowboys are winning the NFC East title. There's no chance. Jimmy Johnson's gets inducted a couple weeks ago.
Wait, time out. Is 5 weeks ago before when the Eagles win?
They started, yeah.
Eagles lost against us, right?
Yeah, just before that. So they went on. They've lost now.
Yeah, they've lost 4 or 5.
4 or 5, man.
Yeah.
So just before
you know that it is.
There was nothing.
Eagles fucking suck.
That's just factual news.
Fuck the Eagles, baby. 38-10 score. No one hit their score prediction or bold prediction.
We're used to that though.
Can I just text you the link?
I have multiple friends being like, "Yo, what's the podcast,
guys?" TP20 finishes the season with over 1,000 yards rushing.
I like to see that, baby.
Now, I'm not saying that he had the exceptional running that people were looking for. You know, they would comment that, TP20 doesn't have that same hard running that Zeke Elliott does. And that all might be true. I'm not arguing against that. But, hey, a running back put up 1,000 yards rushing. 4.0 average.
TP got on 1,000?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yep. So,
I mean,
1,005.
Wait. Can you scroll up a little bit on that screen?
This is today's game. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Oh, is this today's game? Can you pull up our season stats by any chance?
Yep.
Hey, AJ can do whatever he wants.
No. AJ's our stat walla. Remember that.
Who calls him stat boy?
Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins, hey, stat boy.
But stat wall. Hey, I actually prefer Taylor.
I like stat wall.
Hey, dude, when someone brings it, like it's season stat wall.
Okay, so these are not updated, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's okay. 935 yards is fucking for 16
plus
weeks.
70. Plus 70.
Plus 70. He broke 1,000 yards by five.
five. I know.
Link.
There you go. So we're looking at stats right now for the season.
And appreciate you, but I like fucking... I'm already on it.
CD ends up with... Hang on. Let me add Pome screen off. For
See, this is some behind baseball stuff right now. AJ wants to
CD had 98 yards and two touchdowns. If we add that to his total, he had 1,750 yards, 12 touchdowns, and how many receptions? 122.
So for next year, what we need is AJ with an Excel sheet. And he could just add that shit up right away.
Look, CD had 133 receptions, 1,750 yards, or just under 1,749 yards.
What was it?
12 touchdowns. Now,
okay, so Tyreek missed a couple games. Just a random question here. What is Tyreek at right now?
He was at 17, like 15.
So CD needed 65 yards, let's say, to catch Tyreek. Tyreek doesn't go, we have to wait and see what Tyreek does in his game.
You know what this just proves again is how fucking impossible 2,000 yard receiving.
It's crazy, man.
It's tough. Megatron
almost did it with 16 games.
Two months ago, everyone was talking, oh, Tyreek Hill's going to break 2,000 receiving.
He's the MVP.
Yards.
Well, he got injured. Yeah.
He got injured, but like before his injury game, it was like, okay, he just needed just about 100 yards a game.
Right.
But at some point to maintain that trajectory to get over 2,000 yards. That's a fucking impossible.
It's tough.
When that record gets broken, it's going to be disgusting.
But Tyreek, for the record, 17-17 right now. That's what he's at. He's at 1,717 yards.
So as long as he doesn't get 283 yards, we're good.
Well, and he just, for CD to finish off with the career high, he needs to, Tyreek's probably going to get it.
I think where we're at today, though, we kind of guarantee Lamar's MVP, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah.
I think that's agreed. If Dak Prescott breaks his own career best with six touchdowns.
Well, what did Dak do today?
He had four. Yeah, Dak had four touchdowns.
What do you finish for the year, though? For 17 games.
36.
36?
Touch, yep.
And 2 years ago, we had 16 games. What do you have?
Well, no, he broke the record with 17. Because he went 12-5. The year that he broke the record, they were 12-5. He had 37 touchdowns.
So 36 this year.
One less.
This is only their second year with 17 games, right?
No, but this is our third year with 12-5. So they were 12-5 last year, 12-5 the year before. So that's 17.
Hang on.
2021 was the first year that it was a 17 game season.
Here's my thing. I look at Dak Prescott, and I'm seeing his stats. I kind of see his stats at.
You want to see his dick? I know you do.
I fucking want to see Dak.
You want to see Cooper Rush out there, don't you?
You want to see Cooper Rush? You want to know if Cooper Rush is
Cooper Bust?
You want to see if Cooper Rush's ball hair is red? I know you do.
Okay. I do. And guess what? I do too.
Hey, guess what? I'll make any of you a bet right now. It's 100%.
I bet Cooper Rush's ball sack looks very similar to our Micah Parsons.
That's a safe bet.
Okay, but real talk here for a second.
Okay.
Dak Prescott, we're talking about the MVP, most valuable player.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott is the most valuable player on the Dallas Cowboys. They just...
In my mind, yeah.
They In your mind, in everybody's mind.
No, but it's not, though. He's not. We watched, me and you together, we watched a 20-minute video.
Okay. 36 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Okay, so...
Suck my... Okay, little
swat. Whoa. Here's what I'm going to say right now. Fuck everybody.
Can you please say micro and not little?
Yeah, that's little's like okay. Very offensive.
Dak Prescott.
Sorry, sorry. Micro.
Dak Prescott has a hog. Let's just
guarantee.
Dak Prescott has a hog.
He's hog dogging.
Those fucking floppy ass feet and the biggest hands in the NFL.
Oh, we know he's hog dogging. But
not even this week. Okay, let me just talk for a second. Dak Prescott, today's game. We just won.
We just can't talk.
We just clinched we're the NFC East champions.
Shit, yes. Yeah, home playoff games.
We're second seed. We're second seed.
Yep.
Dak Prescott is the best player on the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I agree. 100%.
His stats today. Wait,
the best or the second best?
Well, who do you think is the best?
Who's better than Dak?
Say what he got today.
But like season wise, if you want to talk about who the best player on our team was this year,
CD.
I think CD you put before Dak.
Gilmore.
You can't.
I think you put CD before Dak, but I also think I'm like, if you want to make that Mike argument, you could.
Here's the thing: you can't do Micah and you can't do CeeDee Lamb.
Why can't you do on defense? Okay, our best players are on offense.
Yeah.
Why can you say Dak is better than CeeDee?
The 92-yard touchdown to CeeDee Lamb. The only reason that gets there is because Dak Prescott makes a fucking amazing play.
Okay.
I agree. CeeDee Lamb's playing out of his mind.
Oh yeah.
But the argument like. And the only reason I get where Taylor's coming from because he's saying, like, when you have the Tyreek Hill Tua conversation, you go right to Tua. So then if you go to the Cowboys version of that, you kind of have to.
We're going back to one play where Dak avoided an interception. Avoided a safety, basically, right? Last week. But if we really look at it, it's like, hey, it's I kind of look at him like CD, like, okay, remember that year we traded for Amari?
Yeah.
Right? Dak was pedestrian.
Yeah, but that's also four or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I get that. But hear me out here. Like, we get Amari, and all of a sudden, Dak's numbers go crazy. That was because of Amari that year. If we want to say, hey, Dak's progressed as a quarterback till then.
But then what's Tua do? What's Brock Purdy do? Lamar Jackson? Like, what do any of these other quarterbacks do without a one? Nothing. Like, name a quarterback, and actually Lamar is probably the one quarterback argue, but his quarterback numbers aren't necessarily
okay,
good.
Here's the thing. Here's where I was going with it. So, yes, Lamar Jackson, because he's spreading it out and he doesn't have the amount of touchdowns that Dak Prescott has, you could say that Lamar Jackson is that quarterback who is clinching. But I would also disagree and say that the fact that the
let's just get out of any other team. Let's just focus on Taylor saying CeeDee Lamb's the MVP of the team, and we're saying Dak Prescott is. Like, you don't even have to argue MVP of the NFL.
We stick to this team this year.
Yeah, okay, let's just talk about the Cowboys. So,
but this is where I wanted to go with it. Look, AJ, read out his numbers right now.
Back end, Matt.
In this game?
Yeah, in this fucking game right now.
Am I going to get hit? in today's game, 31 for 36. 279 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 interception.
And that fucking that interception was a fucking pop-up.
So yeah, no, you're right. I agree with that.
Dak Prescott, if you look, he's two touchdowns or one touchdown shy away from breaking his own single season record.
Two.
Okay. Dak Prescott
is impressive.
Dak Prescott is the 36? Best players. Is the best player on the Dallas Cowboys.
Also,
Dak Prescott should get the MVP of the fucking league. Hang on one second. Dak Prescott, pull it out. Dallas Cowboys clinch their fucking division. They're the best team in their division.
Second seed.
And they have a second fucking seed.
Love it.
Okay. He has almost double the fucking touchdowns of Lamar Jackson. In my mind,
not close to double, but
Dak Prescott almost has double.
I like the conviction. Yeah.
Can someone check that?
I like the conviction.
He's not far off. 38,
double the amount 38. Of points.
Yeah, okay. 38 would be double the amount of touchdowns for
Lamar. Lamar Jackson has 24 touchdowns. Does he have 24?
Lamar Jackson has rushing touchdowns.
Well, we can't just yell out random shit.
Hey.
He had 19 prior to his 5 put
right,
up again.
He doesn't have more than double.
But
okay, outside of the last 2 games, Lamar Jackson has played like a fucking dog. Dak Prescott has been the most consistent player in the NFL right now.
Lamar Jackson didn't play his last game though.
So Lamar Jackson didn't play his last game, and the last 2 games, Lamar Jackson's been a fucking dog.
He has.
Dak Prescott has fucking carried this team the entire fucking season.
So my point to you is, okay, we look at our offense. Our offense realistically started week 6 or week 7 post 49ers game, right?
Yeah, week 6.
We can start looking at our stats week 6, right? If you look at that from that point on, I would love to see what Dak's stats are throwing to CD versus throwing to the rest of the team, right? Because I feel like CD's that one player that allowed Dak to get. Don't get me wrong, I love Dak. I really do. I'm wearing his jersey tonight. Okay, I think Dak throwing to CD this year, having CD. If you put not a top 5 wide receiver on this league and replace him for CD, I don't think Dak has remotely close to a year he did this year than he did. Because I feel like CD's that one factor that's like, hey, this has opened up our offense.
Are we condemning the Cowboys for that, or is that just like what it is?
No, so I don't want to condemn the Cowboys for that. I want to say like, hey, Dax had a great year this year. He's developed. I feel like Mike McCarthy's helped him with some things. Like the footwork and the timing of the offense has been great. But I don't think you can say, hey, yeah, this whole jump has been just because of Dak. I think it's because of CD's emerged more than Dak has. Like, we've seen
which
Dak
isn't
be
a
good.
Bad. It's not a bad. It's not a bad thing, and I don't think anyone's going to disagree. Like, realistically, if you have CeeDee Lamb as your MVP for the Cowboys or Dak Prescott as your MVP of the Cowboys, do we actually give a fuck as long as they're winning football games?
No, 100%. Like, we're getting into like specifics right now, but I also want to say this is like, hey, I would rather pay CD right fucking now than wait for Justin Jefferson to get paid. Because if Justin Jefferson gets paid, I already know CD can 100% be like, I need that and a little bit more.
Oh, so what are you saying? Okay. Then extend that contract now.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure we try to sign CD in the offseason or like leading up to the season. Like, we've been trying to sign CD. We need him to sign his contract because Justin Jefferson's in a weird place where I feel like Justin Jefferson can say, like, he's like, yo, is it injury season? It is what it is. You know him the fucking best. Give me whatever the top wide receiver deal is plus more.
Okay.
CD, I feel like, is like, okay, if Justin Jefferson breaks whatever Tyreek is getting paid, I'd be like, okay, give me that and more because what I am to your offense. And he is that.
Okay, so double check this for me. Andy Rain 1 says, crack him if you got him,
AJ.
Dak leads the league with TD passes. Hell yeah. So I want you to look. Who leads the league right now with receiving touchdowns?
Well, CD's close.
CD's very
this
close.
This is hard because...
But if Dak Prescott leads the league with throwing touchdowns as a quarterback versus CD leading the league with receiving touchdowns.
Yeah, but CD leads the leagues with receptions.
Okay, so receiving touchdowns right now.
You're getting this weird... situation.
Hey.
So Mike Evans leads the league with 13.
CD Lamb's wasn't updated. That was prior to
today. So CD's at 12. It doesn't matter.
Mike might be at what, 14?
No,
there's no touchdowns in that game. It's three
Mike
field goals.
Evans has 13.
Mike Evans has 13. CD has 12.
But now go receptions.
You want to say touchdowns though. But let's look at what Lamar Jackson's going to win MVP this year.
Yes, 100%.
Okay,
yeah,
Lamar Jackson's going to win MVP. We all know that.
Penciled in. It's already without even playing the 17th game.
Look, Lamar Jackson has a receiver with this many touchdowns.
Okay,
our offense has been incapable of running the fucking football for a while now.
Okay, so what you're saying right there? So this is my question to you guys. Do you think that's fair? So Lamar Jackson gets. Everyone's like, okay, Lamar Jackson just clinched the fucking MVP for beating the 49ers and beating the Dolphins, right?
Yeah.
Like, period, done, end of story. And he sits this last week.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, same scenario based on the team. So they both win the fucking division. Why can't we look at Dak Prescott's season
Yeah.
just at the same rate as Lamar Jackson's season?
Okay, so
Because Taylor thinks there's a receiver on the team of the Cowboys that was better than any receiver that was on the Ravens.
I will agree with you on that. The fact that if you look at the fucking Ravens, they don't have like a CeeDee Lamb.
Let's be honest. I would have a threesome with Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb.
Let's talk about who we have a threesome
no,
with.
No homo.
In the NFL.
Dude, that's so homo, but I'm like,
Whoa. But I'm entering them.
Okay.
Hey, anyways. No homo. Yo. Can I, dude?
Can I be it'd be funny because it's like Dak would be handing the ball out in that situation, and Anthony would be the number one receiver in that.
I know how the internet works. As long as you say no homo, it's not homosexual.
This is the way I feel about it. I'm like, okay, you look at who they beat though. Like MVP conversations, like it's a regular season award. You look at the whole season. Do I think Dak has played better than Lamar this season?
Yes. 100% yes.
You know what? To me, it's
a yes.
I like my initial gut thing is like, yes.
Taylor, don't make me hit you.
But okay, hear me out.
Let's hear it.
Lamar's ability to run the football is far superior than Dak's. We can all agree with that.
There's no argument. I disagree.
Come on.
Wait. Look, okay, so hang on.
Yeah, I'm having a conversation here.
Okay,
talk it out.
So talk it out. If you bring up his stats,
Lamar's
but before this weekend, Dak Prescott has had 55.
This whole thing right here is before this weekend, right?
Okay, so I think so.
No. Go. Can you pull up quarterbacks?
Yes, I'm trying to find that.
So I'll just say this. Dak had at 55 attempts.
You're such a Dak rider.
I'm fucking a Dak rider. He had 252 fucking yards. Lamar Jackson had 148 attempts at 740 yards. So if you look at how the math goes, if you math it,
yep.
Dak Prescott, had he run the same amount as fucking Lamar Jackson,
but
he would be at either the same or if not more.
I get that, but the reason he hasn't is because it's not part of the game
again,
plan.
This is a
it's
regular
not part of the game plan.
So, Adam,
I hate to break it to you.
Don't break it to me.
Break it to him.
Well, let me break it down to you. Average yards per carry, Lamar Jackson, 5.5. Average yards per carry, Dak Prescott, 4.4.
Fuck off. Mathematically, it doesn't add up. Don't math me like that.
So my feeling is like, okay, you look at Lamar Jackson, it's like
that's not Dak's game.
I understand that, but
Lamar Jackson, very flat face, it's kind of like looking at someone that's like this.
It's different. Lamar Jackson is special. Like I don't want
to
fucking.
I wasn't trying to say that.
Dude, okay, all I'm gonna say is.
Special
like,
needs?
AJ's okay. The guy who's going to do the Vince McMahon quote or whatever. But like,
yeah. You
have to admit, Lamar Jackson, if you look at every quarterback in the league this year, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't think Lamar's the best passing quarterback in the league.
But he's that X factor.
But that legs this year has been that X factor. I'm like, okay, if there's so many factors of the games they've won, like, they smoked Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you look at common opponents that we played, if you look at common opponents, right?
Detroit, they also smoked the 49ers.
Yeah. In San Francisco, too.
Yeah. Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Fucking absolutely
destroyed
them.
Here, it's like,
those three teams we lost to.
Yeah, those are three teams we lost to. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe Dak didn't have the greatest game.
I think it's still their defense more than to me, though.
No, but
it's like Lamar didn't have a bad game against any of those guys.
Hey, he found a fucking stat. Let's hear it. Okay, so AJ's fucking guys.
These guys are fucking
computers. Okay. I'm not trying to prove anything.
You guys are fucking nerds.
So,
we're just chilling here on a couch. You guys have laptops in front
of you. Dude, I got a TV in front of me with whatever you're showing me.
Yeah, like you're
it could
like,
be fake
wow,
stats you're fucking putting in front
news.
Of me.
Shut up, you anti-nerds.
Oh, dude, I feel like the FDA and you're showing me the COVID vaccine stats.
Wow.
You fucking losers.
Nerd.
Just a couple.
Get out. Go. I ain't got time to be distracted by your worthless chime. It's gone.
Okay, the ironic part of it is Taylor sitting over with a Dak jersey. That's what I love about
I love Dak. Don't get me wrong. Okay, I'm not disputing that.
What do you want me to look up?
So I'm just going to say this right now. Lamar Jackson, 16 games played.
Okay.
821 yards.
Okay.
148 attempts.
Okay.
Rushing.
at 5.5
okay.
yards per carry. Okay. okay. Five touchdowns.
Okay.
Dak Prescott is
at Sorry, one sec. I have to look at this list. I got one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 on the list.
Okay,
sorry, yeah, go ahead. Okay. Your point. I just need to find his stat line.
Okay,
that's all.
Okay, okay. Dak Prescott.
Behind Bryce Young.
16 games played.
Behind yeah. Sam Howell.
242 yards.
Behind Trevor Lawrence.
55 attempts.
Behind Taysom yep. Hill.
So almost like a third.
Taysom yeah. Hill.
4.4 average with two touchdowns. I'm
behind Joshua Dobbs.
All I'm saying is,
you know what doesn't make sense to me, though?
He's not the rusher. He's not the rusher that we want him to be.
You know what doesn't make sense to me, though? Is okay, look at Dak Prescott. He's got 55 rushes. Okay, let's just say it's 50. Let's round him down, right, to 50.
Let's round
Lamar up to 150. Okay, Lamar's got 821 yards.
Guys,
Dak Prescott's got 242.
We're not about to argue.
If you times,
are we? Actually,
no, no, wait.
Are we arguing? Dak Prescott's yards rushing versus Lamar Jackson.
This is what I'm saying. Like,
all day.
I'm like, I don't even know where the fuck you guys are getting your stats from right now because, okay, this guy's got 242 yards and 55. Okay, what's 242 divided by 55? What is that?
What was that?
It doesn't matter. I'm asking
you a fucking question.
I have the yards per average here. I don't need to answer that question.
Well, but the yards per carry.
No, yeah, I'm just looking at yards per carry. This doesn't make sense. What's 242? What's 242 divided by 5.5?
It's going to be 1.1 yard difference then from what Lamar Jackson is getting.
And that's what he's at.
That's exactly what he's at.
Yeah, but okay, look at this.
This is perfect.
Yeah, let's just look at total volume. Lamar rushed for fucking almost 500 yards more, or almost 600 yards more. Yeah.
You want to hear a hot take? Okay. You want to hear a hot take? Ravens are losing in the divisional.
Oh, hey, okay. Joe Flacco's going to go into Baltimore. We're all on the same page here. I think Joe Flacco's going to go fucking beat the Texans and go beat the Ravens afterwards.
Yeah, okay.
But this doesn't defeat the point, though.
No, I agree.
I think Lamar Jackson, is there something there that you can't necessarily quantify in, yards per, he's got one extra yard per carry.
Cowboys Dak Prescott wins the MVP with a fucking landslide if he beats Buffalo and he beats Miami.
Okay,
that's what it came down to. Said that from the start. We are waiting to see, can he beat Philly? Can he beat Buffalo? And can he beat Miami?
Yeah.
And he won one of those three teams.
Okay.
He was out of contention.
It's the road games that got him.
He didn't have great games. That was it.
I also think a huge point of this is Lamar Jackson went on the road to San Francisco when we thought San Francisco was the fucking bee's knees.
Yeah.
And he put the he fucked them. Okay. Purdy threw four interceptions. Let's not degrade that. Purdy played like shit. Their offense couldn't fucking do anything. But Lamar Jackson did what he needed to do. They got out of the win and they smoked Niners.
And they smoked the Dolphins. They smoked the Dolphins who we lost to.
Okay.
Yes.
Before I say my thing, just go ahead and quickly show your fucking rings.
Oh, yeah. Show those
Show those fucking rings.
Those things are dope.
There we go.
There we
go.
Fuck you, Eagles.
I'm sorry. I have to piss again.
What a fucking bitch.
I'm sorry. I know.
I'm just going to say this.
We're not even at
what camera should I look in? What camera should I look in?
Right. This one.
Right here. This one over here?
Yeah, go from this to Taylor.
You got that? What's that? Wait. Hey, go back there.
We're on it.
Wait, I don't know where the fuck my phone is. Somewhere.
Anyway. Looks like we made it.
But all I'm going to say is, like, I'm like, don't get me wrong, dude. I was on this Dak Prescott MVP thing for a while now, and I have been, because I'm like, if Dak wins the MVP, I'm like, there's so many people that fucking hate on the Cowboys. Yeah. That I'm like, they're going to have to shut their fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Right? Well, so don't get me wrong. I didn't want.
Taylor, like, you're not like arguing against the Cowboys.
I'm just saying, like, if you look at really like the MVP of the year, it's got to be Lamar.
Okay. So my only gripe, it's going to be Lamar.
Okay.
It's going to be Lamar because he beat the fucking 49ers. Okay,
so what's 821 minus 242?
These are just rushing yards.
It's like
about 580.
Okay, yeah. So
do you think if Dak rushed another 100 times, he's going to run for 580 yards?
I actually do. If you look at the math,
I don't think he would.
I do think he would.
I don't think he would. I don't want Dak to run another 100 times.
I think if you look at Dak's rushes on for the most part, there's been like a couple times a game, like he might sneak one away for a while.
He'd run for another 500 yards.
Stop, go ahead. I'm listening.
Stop. Bring up the touchdowns. Bring up the touchdowns.
Passing or total?
Rushing or passing or total?
Passing.
Oh, okay.
So I don't even think it doesn't matter. I don't think it matters.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
He's only got three more.
Here's where I'm going at this. The only thing that Lamar Jackson has over top of Dak Prescott is the fact that he has more rushing yards than Dak Prescott.
Yeah, but it makes him a dual.
Okay, question. So do you?
This is what I'm just saying here right now. Dak Prescott, because he didn't beat the Bills or the Dolphins, he's automatically, for whatever reason, out of the fucking.
No, stop. The MVP, beat those guys.
Did Dak Prescott win the division?
Yes. Does he have a first seed?
36-9 touchdown interception.
So you're going to give Brock Purdy.
But Brock Purdy lost to the guy that is going to be the MVP. Who did Dak Prescott lose to? The guy that lost to the guy.
Do you think that won the MVP? Do you think that the reason the Ravens are winning?
I'm telling you, I'm going to put this in stone.
I get it, but do you think the reason
Dak Prescott didn't win the MVP is because he didn't win two games?
I get it.
Do I think I'd rather have Dak than Lamar Jackson? Jackson. That's all I'm going to say.
We're all in the same agreement.
Over such a weird thing.
But the only thing I'm saying that which is unfair is the fact that Lamar Jackson isn't the reason the fucking Baltimore Ravens are fucking winning the way they are.
When Taylor gets back, you got to drop the Kraken player of the game one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then we'll get that. No, I'm just doing this for the sake of conversation. Yeah. Dak Prescott's my fucking dude. And I honestly let Lamar have the MVP. There's only been one fucking Dallas Cowboy player of all time to win the MVP. And that was Emmitt Smith. So it's not an easy thing to do. It's definitely tough. Dak had it in his grasp, and he's going to have it in his grasp next year. So look, I'm not, we're such a stupid fucking thing to even give a shit.
Honestly, Ant, we're looking at this in a statistical.
Yep. And you guys are right about it.
And we are right.
You guys, you look at it as a full on passer versus passer.
Yeah.
It's a no fucking brainer, but for whatever reason, it's
like Cowboy. Look,
and that's how it should be looked at.
The NFL has strayed from their from what it means to be a MVP, and they've done it since the 1980s, where it's slowly have become like your team also has to meet.
It matters
for you to become a MVP. Your team also has to meet requirements. So like the team. Which I don't think is fair to bring into the MVP conversation. Okay. MVP should be like, even if your team finishes last, which probably should never happen in the NFL, but like, just for argumentative sake, even if your team finishes last and you provide the most value to your team, you should be the MVP.
Okay.
Probably not going to happen with a losing record, right?
I think there's a really common misperception with MVP. And so, like, MVP isn't best player in the league.
No, like, we know that.
I get that. But
you're right.
So we look at... Okay,
it gets convoluted.
Okay, so if we say top three MVP votes this year, who do you think they are? Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott,
Brock Purdy.
Okay, those are probably the three that finished in top voting, okay? So if you take each of those players off their team, who do you think takes the biggest drop-off?
Very good question. Yeah. May I say real quickly? A lot of people will say that Cooper Rush, because of this, what he did in five of the six games last season, A lot of people will say Cooper Rush can replace Dak Prescott.
Okay,
I'm of course I not think making that's that completely argument.
Incorrect.
No. But oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're all agreeing that's
correct. No. We're all agreeing.
But I'm saying in terms of their argument, I think there's some fair.
They diminish Dak. They diminish Dak's. Well,
yeah.
But I also think it's we need to successfully defend that perspective. So, like, what do you say to people who say, yes, but if you bring Dak out, Cooper Rush could have done just as well?
Okay, so that's, I think if you say, okay, Dak, Cooper Rush could have done just as well as Dak Prescott, that's a complete fucking misalignment of the facts. If you look at last year when Cooper Rush played, like, leading up to that Eagles game, who did we play? We played Cincinnati with a fucked up offensive line, the Rams with a fucked up offensive line.
Yeah.
Our defense dominated those games. Cooper Rush did not win those games. It was the defense.
But so Cooper Rush didn't lose them.
He didn't lose them. Yeah. So, but would you, but that implies that Cooper Rush is a game manager.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would never give a game manager an MVP award.
Exactly.
So I can't say that, oh, yeah, just because Cooper Rush went 4-1 last year, whatever it was, oh, yeah, that means Dak Prescott can't win the MVP this year. Well, isn't it
interesting, too, how Dak Prescott went from a game manager in the first six
to leading the NFL seasons,
first six games. Now, I didn't hear game manager past week 10.
If you look
like no one started calling Dak a game manager then.
If you look at some of these guys, if you look at Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Tua, Baker, any of these guys, and you switch the stats, if Patrick Mahomes finishes this season with 36 touchdowns and 9 interceptions,
yes,
he wins the MVP.
Okay,
lock it up. Yeah, I'm saying it's not fair. I'm saying it's not fair.
Okay. So this just fucking here. Let me.
I agree, it's not fair, but I think
Texas ad. We got Texas ad.
Okay, so scroll fucking down. Scroll fucking down. I think
if you look at
Taylor, time out for a second. Read out AJ. Read out Lamar Jackson's fucking stats right here.
3,678.
There you go.
Thank you. Keep going.
I'd rather AJ read it. To be
honest. Yeah, I would too. I liked how Taylor came out with some heat. He's losing his fucking stat wall status.
24 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Okay, now go up to Dak Prescott.
That's funny. But that's not including this week, which he didn't play.
Yeah, so that's fine. That's his stat. So this is a fair comparison, though. 16 games each.
So then we got
Dakota.
Not including today's game. 4,200 yards plus 32 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. I think it ended up with 36 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and then...
AJ, toss me one once you're done with that.
4,500 yards. Yep.
Okay, so Dak Prescott... over 4,200 yards.
Okay.
That's our guy.
A 7.6 yard average.
You got an Olay there for me, Chief?
Yeah, get him.
Your head off.
So let him throw it. I've caught, fuck, I'm 2-2 right now. Corner, I have a fucking higher reception percentage than CeeDee Lamb.
Your attempts are fucking just gone. So Dak Prescott.
Dude, this is the difference between Dak throwing to someone else and Dak throwing to CeeDee.
Olays are done.
True. Okay, then it is what it is. Wait, do I not have some Olays down there? Okay, yeah, dude, that didn't even make it past the fucking... Wait. Do I not have some Olays over there? I feel like
Olays are done.
I brought like 8 of them. I've only... Is there a fresh pack somewhere?
A fresh pack that you fucking...
Okay, there it is. We found it. We found it, Gru.
Okay, let's get a Kraken player of the game, boys.
Okay, wait one second. This is a really good argument, though. I feel like we're making. I understand both perspectives. So I feel like I understand where you're coming from, but like let's. I feel like we should devolve into this a little bit more.
Okay, I
agree. I think this is a fun conversation.
It's a good conversation.
So we all know that
Crack him if you got him.
Crack him if you got him. We all know that Dak Prescott isn't going to get
He might.
He might. You never know.
Dak Prescott isn't going to get MVP of the 2023 season. However, if we look at this, so Dak Prescott, can you click on it for a second? So 4,237 yards, 32 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. And you know what? Fuck you all who said who fucking blamed Dak Prescott for said he was going to get less than 10 interceptions.
But that's
and
not-
he actually didn't even fucking say it. But when the whole fucking narrative was that Dak Prescott what said, oh, I'm going to get less than 10 interceptions in the fucking season, he fucking did it.
He got 4,500 yards.
Okay, so 4,500 yards.
Ads hyped.
I am fucking hyped right now. Because
let me get one of these in here before.
Crack them if you got
it. I'm just sitting back listening because, yeah, okay. Ads hype. I like it.
Okay, so
I love all of this right now.
I love ad being hyped up.
Okay, so Dak Prescott, 4,200 passing yards. I don't want to look at rushing
this
yards.
Is pre this week.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
45. He finished with 45.
If we could pull up like just a player's like quarterback
and nine.
Can you just Google like Lamar versus Dak right now?
I just want to look at it right here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Dak Prescott, 4,237 passing yards, 32 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Go down to fucking Lamar Jackson.
Okay. Let's take a moment and just take a commercial break while we scroll.
Take a commercial break. Hey, AJ's scrolling fucking down.
Okay.
Slowly. Right, he's teasing us.
Keep going. He's right here.
Okay, there he is.
He's right here.
So, Lamar Jackson, 3,678 yards. 24 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Okay. So, yeah. I think if you look at those two stats, like for sure, you're like, if you just look at those two stats, lines alone, passing wise, you're 100% every time going to pick Dak as the MVP. And I don't disagree with that. That's the right logic to make.
Okay.
But this is the way I look at
it. So rushing.
Okay. So if you look at leading, okay, but before Lamar took this head start into the MVP conversation, it was Dak and Brock Purdy. Okay.
Yep.
Purdy's a bitch,
this is a cumulative season kind of award. Okay. So Brock and Dak were like neck and neck kind of thing going into that. I mean, Dak took a step down, I think, because I think we lost to Miami that week. The Ravens beat the 49ers, right? And Brock Purdy throws 4 interceptions, has an absolute dog shit game, like his worst game he's ever had in his career, right? Against the Ravens. I think just perception wise, everyone looks at the Ravens in a higher regard of that. Like, hey, they went to San Francisco, beat San Francisco in their house, that kind of thing, right? But it's like, also, okay, Dak's been lighting it up 100%, but that first 6 weeks or so of the season, it's like, okay, what was the off? It wasn't the offense winning the games. It was the defense special teams.
See, like you're saying Dallas's offense didn't really get rolling
until week six. It was two different offenses.
Even though we're looking at the whole season.
Like if you look, because again, I feel like this is often a common thing with the NBA. With the NBA is like you always hear like, oh, it's like, oh yeah, this motherfucker like won the MVP, but he had a first round exit in the playoffs. It's not a postseason.
But the difference.
It's a regular season award. That's what it is.
But the difference is we play 17 games now.
Yes, yes.
And the NBA might play 80-something
games. Oh, yeah. There's narratives in the NBA that change up and down. But that's no different than what I feel like what happens in the NFL. The difference is whereas a series of games might peak a player or drop a player, a single game can do that because we value our games or have so much more value,
exactly.
Right?
Well, so it's like so much more weight, especially it's in like the last four.
Going into that Ravens 49ers game, if that game never gets played, Brock Purdy's the MVP of the league, and it's not even fucking close.
I don't agree with it not being interesting. Not even being fucking close.
But before that game,
no. But
I don't think a Purdy's single person said. Okay, if the season ended today, the season ended before that Ravens game, and Lamar didn't go in and just tell Brock who his daddy was, like, Brock Purdy's the MVP of the league.
And Brock still
and it,
does.
You know, it's bullshit. It's 100% bullshit.
Who his daddy is.
Again, the thing that doesn't tell you about passing yards and all that shit is, okay, Brock throws 5-yard throws that go for
a touchdown.
Go for a touchdown that are like 60 yards.
Well, you know,
like,
we've actually dove into this before because they have air yards. They have you can actually find air yards.
Quick question. Can you pull up air yards?
We have, and actually Brock Purdy's.
Well, Brock Purdy's talking to me.
No, he's top five.
He is top five.
He's like top five because we thought that with Tua.
It was Tua then Dak.
We were thinking like Tua and Brock Purdy wouldn't even be close.
But the thing
and
is,
they were in there. They
the thing is though, it's like. You look at, like, the reason why I can't really give Tua an MVP It's because it's all Tyreek.
Okay.
So look at this. I don't even want to say it's all Tyreek. It's a lot of that is Tyreek.
So go air yards here, AJ.
Well, so this is what I'm getting at here.
So this is air yards.
Tua.
Brock is fourth.
Brock is four. Wow.
Right?
And where's Lamar on this?
Two is one?
Lamar's like 11.
That's what
I mean. Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up, right? That's
interesting, yeah. Like, but the thing
you wouldn't think Brock Purdy or Tua. Out of
top 10.
So, okay, again, it sucks because there's...
Ad's going to bite you, I think, by the way.
No,
Ad's going to grapple. Sorry, not fight, grapple.
It's all good as long as I'm cool with AJ. I know AJ will come in and fucking help me out here.
No, I'll fucking... That's, in the you, middle. You fuck with my brother.
I'm a stat whore.
I'm going to run to the closest crosswalk and be like, yo, it's free game here. We know it's a fucking...
You fucking on my brother? I'm going to sucker punch that little bitch over there.
This guy?
I'm going to get sucker punched.
Okay, well, then I'm going to fucking lose.
But guys, timeout. I'm rolling this back. Okay, we went on this big fucking weird travel
tangent
God, of
you shut the fuck up.
Dak's not winning MVP. Doesn't matter. Let's talk about today's game. Let's talk about something that we love to talk about after every single game. I'm waiting for him to hit that sound bite.
We'll come back to this.
I'm trying to...
Ladies and gentlemen, Cowboys Can Fan,
yours to you,
Crackle, your player of the game.
Crack him if you got him.
We were both playing it.
Yeah, you guys both played it?
Yeah.
So I have the long one. Oh,
something that we like to do is after every game, Taylor, we like to vote on Crack him player of the game.
And you know what? It's going to...
This one might be weird, honestly.
Everyone's going to be like, he's absolutely fucking himself over this pick.
Do it.
Dak Prescott's my player of the game.
I love this.
I have no problem saying this. You know what?
Yeah.
Today, Dak Prescott was the best player on our team.
He's been the best fucking player every fucking game.
Scroll back a little bit from the fucking mic and take a deep breath.
Today,
Dak Prescott is the best player of the game. Same. Do I think if you look at the cumulative season, I think CD was better? Yes.
CD had a good game too, though.
Settle that sphincter.
Okay.
Two times.
I think today's player of the game, crack him if you got him, it's Dak Prescott, and there's not an argument about it.
Okay.
Okay?
Can't be.
Well, that's number one. Number two, I think CeeDee Lamb had a better season this year than Dak Prescott did.
That's fine.
CeeDee
had the best.
Hard call when the quarterback is close. throwing the ball.
Let's get Crack player of the game.
Okay. So,
let me guess who Adams is. It's a CD.
My Crack and player today, CD Lamb.
Shut the fuck up, dude. I said that as a joke. I'm like, he's obviously going to pick Dak.
I'm going to do mine. I'll do mine right now. And it's a little different for conversation's sake.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I do think that Dak Prescott is the player of the game. But I want to throw TP20's name into that role. Okay. 17 carries, 70 yards, 4.1 average, and a touchdown.
Okay.
Is he the player of the game? Look, we're going to have a conversation about it, but I think that throwing TP20 in there is interesting enough because the guy came in and people have been saying a lot of shit about TP20. We've always said if a running back is getting 4+ yards per average,
he's your guy.
We're happy with that.
4.1, I mean...
Okay, so how do you feel about CD almost doubling him in yards per carry?
I know. Here's the thing. I don't want us... We can't keep kicking the can down the road.
Right.
We said 4 yards, and it's the truth.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
There's some statistical legitimacy to that.
Yep.
If you get 4 yards on 3 downs, it's 12 yards.
So you're okay? Back to the original point.
Yeah.
You're saying TP20s are...
Yes.
Crack and player of the game.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. He's C.D. Lamb.
No, Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott.
Oh, you fucking lying. You liar. Everyone rewind it. You said C.D. Lamb.
I was just bringing up
some more stuff for us.
Guys, no.
We agree on that.
I'm going to settle it right here. Dak Prescott, 31 for 36. He had 5 incompletions in a full fucking game. Yes. He had 4 touchdown passes. Only fucking interception was tipped by a defensive player.
That
guy was the best player on the field, both teams. Best player. 100%.
Well, I don't know.
Fucking Prescott.
Kay. Cooper Rush went 3 for 4. So if he would have thrown.
I think we can all agree. I think, but even before Anthony said anything,
everyone knows.
Adam was belligerently trolling. Lied about what his player of the game was. But trying to
troll you, baby.
Yeah, okay, I get that now, but Dak is our player of the game. We can all agree on that.
Yeah, hey, that's okay.
That's a cracking player
Hit
of the
it
game.
One more time. Hit okay. the soundbite one
Ladies
more time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cowboys Can Fan brings to you your Crack'em player of the game.
Well, now.
If you got him.
That's not as good as this one, though.
AJ's is better.
I have AJ's the same
AJ's more fire.
Crack'em, player of the game.
It's more fire.
Crack'em if you got him.
Crack'em if you got him.
Okay, hey.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, Adam.
It is more fun.
I didn't know you guys had 2 soundboards there.
Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cowboys Can Fan brings to you your Crack'em, player of the game.
Crack'em if you got him.
I don't know.
It's the same fucking one.
It wasn't.
It's the same fucking one.
So, slower.
So,
the beat doesn't hit as fast.
Yeah.
He doesn't hit.
Okay, so Jenkins' game.
It's still going. Of course, Adams. 20 seconds.
18 minutes.
Okay, for all the sake of argument, I will have to say this. I'm like, okay, we all agree Dak's our guy. Dak's our guy, okay? And I don't think anyone's, like, I'm not, when I say Dak isn't the MVP.
The MVP is such a stupid fucking argument, anyway.
It's a stupid award, okay?
It is dumb.
It is stupid.
It's a great award.
If your guy doesn't win it, it's stupid. If your guy wins it, it's fucking great.
I don't give a fuck if the guy wins it. Imagine winning that and then not winning the Super Bowl. It's a shit.
Yeah, no.
I want a Super Bowl MVP.
Look at this. Last year was the first year the MVP won the Super Bowl in how many years?
Crack'em, player of the game.
Crack'em if you got him.
He hit that by accident.
That was an accident.
Okay, so my thing is like, hey, Dak's been great. Okay, it's undeniable. He's been fantastic this year. Okay, but if we look at there's narratives involved in this. It's a heavily media influenced award. Like,
yes,
if I had to say the most valuable player, ask me. Who's the most valuable player on a team? I think the Cowboys get closer to their record without Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush than the Ravens do to their record
with defense, though.
Yeah, with their defense,
and that's fine. And this
and that's just a personal opinion because
which is great.
We saw what's his face, fucking something Huntley or whatever the fuck his name is play against the Steelers this week.
Yeah,
right. It's fine. We can say Lamar's the MVP of the league, and Cleveland's going to still go in there. We win wild card and fucking divisional round weekend and fuck the
MVP.
Fuck them up.
MVP hasn't mattered. MVP was
gone. Dude, I fucking hate these sound bites now.
MVP.
Oh, fuck, I'm just unplugging shit.
MVP was gone for the Cowboys when we lost to the Bills and then lost to the Dolphins.
Okay. So
that's the end of it. Okay. And it doesn't matter. Dak could have thrown 9 touchdowns in a game was gone.
We bleed blue and silver in hell, man.
Okay, so Jenkins Gaming says, don't forget Parsons got his career high sacks in the season.
He did. He got 14.
So
what was his high before that? 12 and a half?
13 and a half.
13.
Oh.
So Parsons.
Not much, but
still hit it.
So Parsons.
Beat it by a half point.
Yeah. Half point, man. Yeah.
Upward trajectory.
So do you now go over and be like, oh, fucking Micah Parsons is.
No, because
there's a guy that had 19 sacks.
No, because he didn't do enough.
So, I mean, like.
Which is fair.
So,
it's a fair argument, though, to be considering those sacks as. Somewhat of an equivalent to the passer's yards, right? Like,
yes.
I don't know. If someone gets 20 sacks on a season, what's the equivalent to that in yards passed or touchdowns
passed? I think those are two completely different things.
It's hard. It becomes really hard.
You can't
really
even
hard.
Compare them,
yeah.
right? But like, I
so
think
in
like,
that
you,
case,
look,
the QB's always going to win out.
Well, at the end of the day, if we look at it, the MVP is a quarterback award, right? Like at the end of the day, if we really look at it
now,
in today's league, it's a who's the most valuable quarterback? Not even
who's the most valuable quarterback on a team that's going to make it into the playoffs.
Yes, because again, like Josh Allen, like if you look at percentage of touchdowns or whatever this year, he's got like the most percentage of touchdowns or whatever it is for his team.
You're right,
but I'm like, if you look at it, I'm like, yeah, Lamar's significantly lower than that. Dak's higher than Lamar, but not as quite as high as Josh Allen. But it's like, it's a narrative that's built up over the season, and it sucks because as Cowboys fans, we're all like, okay, the Bills play the fucking Commanders in Week 3. They have a shit game or whatever, Lamar's lost some games this year that they should have won.
Can I ask this?
But I think because we're put in such a spotlight, every single game is put on such a high pedestal that it's like, okay, if we beat the Bills,
just one of those games,
if we beat the Bills and the Dolphins, and Dak has the exact same stats, Dak's MVP.
100%.
And it's a narrative thing that's driven by the media, stat-driven.
We talked about that before it happened.
I feel like we're trying to have a logical argument. It's like, okay, let's compare stats, but that's not what the award is.
Okay. So how about this? Dak gets...
How about this? We talk about the Cowboys versus the Commanders game.
No.
How about we do that for...
Dude, I'll talk all about it right now. Hopefully Stephon Gilmore is good, and the Commanders blow.
Breaking news, they are saying Gilly is just a shoulder stinger.
Good.
Stinger? Okay, good. That's good.
That's huge.
That is good.
Let's fucking go!
With Dak Prescott.
Okay, so no, we're done with the Commanders.
I'm sorry. I have a question here with Dak Prescott. So let's say he ends up with two more touchdowns, so 38 touchdowns.
Okay.
If he got those two additional touchdowns in today's game,
yes,
would it have made a difference versus two more touchdowns in the Bills game, we still lose?
No, because I think the MVP award was like it was solidified last week. Like as soon as Lamar's locked up the one seed last week,
against the Dolphins,
Dak could have thrown for seven touchdowns today. He wouldn't have won the MVP.
The five touchdowns.
The narrative was over as soon as Lamar secured the not only the best
because he didn't play today.
The five touchdowns versus the Dolphins that Lamar had. That was it. He won.
It was done. Dak could have thrown seven touchdowns today.
Yeah.
Lamar didn't play today. It's one of those things where last week the MVP was decided, and it's as simple as that.
Okay, so just state to everybody else that you do think Dak Prescott should be in contention for MVP. However, because of how the NFL rules everything,
let me be very clear. If I had to pick three quarterbacks to be on my team this year based on their performance, it's probably. The top two quarterbacks to play for your team this year.
Yeah.
The top two have to be Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott.
Okay, I was gonna say, did not say
Brock. And who's third?
If you want to pick third, I don't even fucking like Brock Purdy enough.
Yeah, because, it has to be him though.
But look at what Brock Purdy set up in.
Yeah.
If you look at what's around him, I think Patrick Mahomes maybe he had just people that could catch a fucking ball. You look at Josh Allen, it's like, yeah, like Josh has moments where I'm like, oh, like, yeah, like that guy's unreal.
But he does have Diggs.
I'm like,
Josh at least has Diggs.
Yeah, but Diggs has been a non-factor this last half of the season.
I know, but he's
been a bum.
But his ability to catch a football, and then you look at KC, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think Mahomes is one of those things where it's like, okay, he's look throwing what's around him. No one. Like, I'd still love to have him.
I'd still take Dak over Mahomes. I just couldn't stand my quarterback. Get in the huddle.
Can we agree if we had to pick two? It's Dak and Lamar.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
And that's done. That argument's done there. Yeah. You if you want to pick out a third, You guys argue about the third, but the top two are solidified.
The thing
is, it is what it is.
You add any positional group in the NFL, and you add three players, you could argue for
now,
days.
Oh, now, let's take away rushing and just look at passing. Who are you going to want?
Okay, well, that's...
It's got to be Dak.
I don't think you can do that because...
But I'm asking, without a quarterback's rushing ability, who do you want to be your...
But that's his
quarterback.
Okay, but when you say quarterback, time out.
No.
That's his second best.
Wait. Adam, go.
Time out is here.
I don't like time out.
If you look at who is in contention for the top receiver in the NFL, it's either between Tyreek Hill or CeeDee Lamb.
So that dives into Lamar's argument better.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
To me, it's...
Okay, so this
the reason CeeDee Lamb is up there at the top is because of Dak Prescott.
I don't think you can separate rushing ability away from passing ability, because when you do that, you also say, okay, so...
True.
Their ability to escape the pocket and escape pressure and then throw downfield, like, that's like, it's just... It's
okay.
It's a package deal, and you can't break them apart.
Taylor, what I want to eliminate is... That's a very fair.
Sorry, my fucking stupid watch.
No. That's a super fair.
Did your watch just say I hate white guys?
Yeah. Remember, always hate the whites.
Hate white dudes all the time.
And this might be the perfect time for your watch to speak up.
Oh, God. Because AJ's about to get racist. AJ's about to get racist.
No.
Say the N-word, but with the W. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know how we can do it mentally.
Still going on.
But help me with the gymnastics for this question.
I'm here for it.
Okay.
If you want help with mental gymnastics, you're talking to the right fucking guy.
No, exactly. So let's eliminate all those rushing stats from QBs. Because
eliminate the rushing stats.
I think it's fair to include them because, part of the fear of a QB is that, okay, if no one's open, I'm going to rush it for 5-10 yards. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Now that's what Lamar Jackson has up on Dak. But as a pure passing QB, someone who's going to sit back and then throw to those wide receivers,
question for you here.
Yep.
When you say eliminate rushing as like rushing a quarterback, like when you look at our offense, like Cowboys' offense versus the Ravens' offense. And like again, I'm not trying to defend the Ravens. Like I'm not a big Ravens fan or whatever. Like
no, it's fair.
I love the boys. Right, yeah. I want them to win the fucking Super Bowl every fucking year. But this is what I'm looking at. I'm like, when you look at the Ravens offense is built more on running the football than the Cowboys offense is, and the Cowboys offense is built on more on passing the football. Okay, so the difference is though, it's like when the Ravens run the football, it's an added threat that it's like, hey, Lamar could fuck off for 10 yards anytime you want. And, like, you could be playing it as a pass down. And, oh, yeah, but, like, when you play our defense, it's like, hey, if you could stop Tony Pollard, if you could stop our running backs, there's really not much of a threat of our quarterback running. Whereas, like, the Ravens, like, I feel like, again, I don't like to be in this person. Like in this headspace here, because like again, I want to say our boys. Are
I
the
brought
shit,
us in there, so but blame me.
But like,
blame me.
No. It's like I feel like we're almost arguing against the Ravens for being a balanced offense.
I think we're. I honestly think we're putting our whole headspace in the weird spot here. Like the Ravens, the only time we're going to see them, I get the MVP thing is a fun thing to talk about.
Oh, okay,
but I think we're putting our head in a weird headspace. What I want to know right now is after all the games today, who the fuck are we playing next week? Who are we playing?
Green Bay.
I think it's Green Bay. Is that set?
So yeah, I think it's set. Like, fuck, let Lamar have the fucking MVP. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
No,
so
it's more.
We've been having this fucking in-depth conversation.
Oh, for like
using analytics for the last fucking probably 45 minutes. And you just came and be like, yo, hey guys, yeah, fuck that shit.
No, don't start. I'm going to give you analytics and shit are fine for a team that we're not going to play until we play in the Super Bowl.
Anthony just went from
your phone, Anthony.
No, pick up your phone because you're not in this conversation.
Well, it's like, who gives a fuck about the Ravens, man? Who are you possibly playing next week? Green Bay, man.
Let's get back to
this isn't a pregame show.
We're playing next.
Like,
I know.
Who gives a fuck about Lamar Jackson and the fucking Ravens?
Ants sounds right now.
He's getting that's angry Ant. That's an angry Ant.
I will say this, boys. I'm like, you can take your stats from left or right or whatever. It's at the end of the game. I feel the MVP. Okay, if you want to argue who the best quarterback was, that's a very good debate between Dak and Lamar. Okay, it is. I think it is.
It's a fair debate.
But again, it's like who's running your offense, right?
Are you guys like, still talking about someone that we're not going to fucking play?
I feel like
until the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're doing a pregame show. We're doing a 4 week early pregame show. But so the thing is like you can make an argument for both sides, right? Like, yeah, Dak's been better at throwing the ball this year. He's had more throwing stats than Lamar. But Lamar's offense has also been better at rushing, so they've run the ball more. And if you have to admit, at the end of the day, if I can throw the ball three times or I can run the ball three times for first down, I'm gonna run the ball three times every fucking time.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, this could have been a 2 minute conversation.
We're drunk and we're having fun, so fuck the 2 minute conversation.
We all agree that Dak Prescott, in terms of stats and in terms of what he's done for his team, should be in contention for the MVP. But like 100%. NFL's going to give it to fucking Lamar Jackson because they have beaten the San Francisco 49ers. We didn't beat the 49ers, Bills
or the Dolphins
or the Dolphins or the 49ers. So Dak Prescott's out. However, in terms of putting the team in a position, Dak Prescott has been the clutch player to put the Dallas Cowboys in position to where they are right now.
So I think at the end of the day, you look at like two things. One is the MVP is a very media driven award, right? We can all agree on that.
Yep.
It's very media driven. And, there's three teams that we lost to that the Ravens fucked up.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And it's like, and the whole narrative this whole season has been, oh, the Cowboys have a soft schedule or whatever on the road. And you look at the Ravens going to San Francisco or whatever, beating Miami, this, that, and the other. So the teams that we lost to, we couldn't quite get over the hump. They fucked them up. Right? And that's what happened. And they're going to go with that. They're going to run that narrative. And that's perfectly a valid narrative to run. Like, if it ever comes down to it, we see you guys in the fucking final game of the year. Great. I like our odds. But right now, if you look at the way that things have played out through the season, the narrative is something that the media-driven narrative is something that is a very crucial part of that MVP award. Because the MVP award is, okay, it's not the Heisman Trophy. Heisman Trophy is who's the best player in football, in college football? MVPs, who's the best? Unless you have some
MVP's best quarterback.
Statistically best quarterback. Anomalous fucking stat line.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek breaks 2,000 yards, which he's not going to, right?
But like Tyreek hits 2,000 in week 16.
Yeah, if Tyreek hits week.
Running back.
Everything's over. Yeah. We're not even talking about Tua being remotely MVP.
No, Tyreek's MVP.
But the thing is, it's like, with that thing, right? Like, at the end of the day, Lamar has the best resume for those 16
weeks.
Can
I ask you something, though?
Yeah.
How much do you give a fuck about the MVP?
Oh, I give zero fucks about it. But you guys brought me on your show. And me and this fucking guy are going at it. So I'll argue with you. I'm like, don't get me wrong. I don't think they're fucking right. I think the most valuable player in the league right here. If you want to talk most value, I think Christian McCaffrey Trent Williams is one of the most valuable players in the entire league.
I said this but since 4 weeks
MVP's
ago.
MVP's a quarterback award now. It is.
But back to the initial question, gives a fuck? Right? Do you care?
Hey, boys, okay. You know what? I just hate all these people probably in the chat being like, yeah, let them fucking argue. Hey, everyone in the chat, guess what?
We're the
second seed, and we'll see you for two home playoff games, you bitches.
Hey, we sealed it.
Dude, we got to deal one more time. That was so dog shit. There we go.
We sealed it. Guys, we sealed the NFC.
Let's go.
We sealed the NFC East Championship, and I know it's been lost in the kind of in coherency.
Dude, I'm kind of glad we went fucking full circle with the Washington games.
Dude.
That's kind of nice.
I'm telling you right now, like 5 weeks ago, none of us thought we were getting the NFC. I was like,
dude,
okay.
No.
Cowboys
no.
suck at in away games. We have, dude, even 2 weeks
Eagles
ago.
Eagles had like a 90%. I will
say this. Fucking last insane. Weekend, I was with a bunch of my family, and we watched that Cowboys game. I wanted to be here.
How about them Cowboys?
So I watched that Cowboys game. We won that game. I had my cousin's aunts like were recording me like freaking the fuck out.
I watched it. I watched every single version
of that last play.
He was filmed during the whole
minutes of that game. Dude, the entire time I had to take a piss. So when we finally won, I'm like, okay, sweet, I can go use the bathroom. But the thing I will say is when we won that game against Detroit, and I swear to God, I told multiple people that night, I'm like, hey, Philadelphia is going to lose to Arizona tomorrow. I'm like, I don't even give a fuck because I'm like, we're going to beat Washington. Philadelphia's going to lose to Arizona tomorrow. I'm like, watch it. Multiple people said to me,
you're stupid.
Oh, you're fucking dumb. That's not going to happen.
They're like, you're ugly.
Well, hey, they're like, what are you smoking? Two days later, I came back. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm smoking? That fucking Philadelphia pack, baby.
Lick it, Philly.
Did the
Eagles lose tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Oh my God.
It doesn't even matter.
What a fuck. What an epic fucking
meltdown. I love it.
What a meltdown.
I love it because Eagles are going into the postseason with like.
And they're
going
to blow Baker Mayfield.
So they lost. Eagles lost 10 to 27. So it doesn't even fucking matter what
Cowboys
did.
Dude, that might be one of the biggest fucking epic letdowns I've ever seen.
11-6.
Dude, you don't even have to count the second half, dude. They lost 24-0.
They had to win one game.
What's your excuse for playing like a fried turd?
They had to win one game.
And with the Eagles, it's more.
Dude, I had so many people talking so much shit to me about the Miami game. Like, hey, have you ever heard of statistics or fucking odds? I'm like, that Miami loss? I'm like, if we won Miami or lost Miami, it makes no difference. The Eagles have to lose an NFC game in the last 2 weeks. Man, that's all that matters.
That might be the biggest downfall of a team I've seen.
So, Jenkins Gaming saying Hurts broken finger in throwing hand and possible ACL for AJ Brown.
No fucking way.
Okay, I don't like injuries. I don't. Wow. But I will say this is Tampa Bay will be in the second round. The Eagles won't.
It seems like
All I have to say is this. I don't.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Hey, wait. Can we please get a Jimmy fucking last weekend rendition on that?
We don't have it yet.
Download it. We will get it though.
But I have to say, like, I'm done with Philly now. Into the playoffs,
bro. We've been done with Philly for weeks.
Hey,
now.
We're not Philly fans. I'm sorry.
Yeah, get fucked.
I'm sorry. We cared about you throughout the regular season, and now we give nothing. You get nothing. Good day, sir. Reason is,
good day,
it doesn't matter what Philly does now. We've already taken the number 2 seed. That's what we're here for. Philly was never a scary team for us to play. We never, on CanFan here, and most of chat, I know that there was some chat that disagreed with us, but we were never scared of Philadelphia. Of having to play Philadelphia in the postseason, right? So, who gives a shit? Number one, because now we're moved on. I'm sorry, Philly fans. We're moved on from you.
Philly sucks. Yeah. Philly fucking sucks.
And guess what?
Give me my fucking camera. Philly, you fucked up. You lost 5 of the last 6.
Yeah.
You guys are garbage. You're probably going to lose to the goddamn Buccaneers, the NFC South.
Get them out of here.
Get the fuck out. You guys aren't a playoff team. That fucking disgusting coach and that running back of a fucking quarterback. Now your finger's done? I have no empathy for any Philadelphia fan.
Eagles are frauds with a PH.
I have no fucking frauds empathy. With the PH.
And Cowboys, we just, as fans and as a team, we move on from them. They are no longer a roadblock in our road towards the Super Bowl. The next team that we have to worry about
is
the Rams.
Is it the Rams?
I don't know. I actually don't know who it is.
Dallas Cowboys Chris says Anthony is hyped tonight.
I'm fucking hyped. And I got fucking two words for you, son. Play my fucking music. If you know someone who's not a fucking Cowboys fan, I got something for him. Tell him to go fuck himself! It's postseason, baby. I'm hyped. I'm hyped 24/7.
We're going to the playoffs, baby!
We're in it, baby!
Hey, AJ, AJ, could you repeat that and just say we're going to the Super Bowl? Because that'd be 11.
Do it!
We're going to the Super Bowl! Zip up your panties!
Clip it.
Ooh! Yeah. Shout out to chat. We love
you. You know how many years I've been saying that?
I'm hyped forever.
I won't say it anymore. I'm like, until it happens, I won't say it.
No, I say it.
We love you.
I say it all the time. I say it all the fucking time.
Dude, I remember I bought a 50th anniversary cowboy shirt.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.